Small businesses owned by people of color and women have been hit disproportionately hard during the pandemic. Some Columbia groups have one possible answer to this: Mid-Missouri's first large-scale shared commercial kitchen. And it comes at a critical time for business owners. KBIA's Excaret Nunez has this.
The first thing that we would do is...
It's a bustling Thursday afternoon as Jana Sanchez is at the Coma Cook's kitchen, banging chocolate mold against a large table and scraping excess chocolate to leave a smooth finish for the dozens of bonbons on order. Jana and her sister Elle Sanchez are chocolatiers who packed up their business, called Chocolate, and moved to Colombia a year ago with the goal of sharing their Filipino culture and superfood bonbons with the community.
So when we moved here, we planned on opening a storefront because we were planning on opening up a chocolate factory, but then COVID hit. So
like many other business owners, the pandemic halted their plans. The nearest commissary kitchen to work from was more than a 30-minute drive. They felt a moment of struggle.
You know, a number of businesses struggled with, you know, sales declining and customers going away. And
that's James Witt, the director of Columbia's Supplier Diversity Program. Witt says that the pandemic has also allowed time for business owners to adjust their strategies.
It's made a profound change in a lot of our businesses. But, you know, businesses will be innovative, make adjustments, and utilize some of their older techniques that they've used and some of the techniques that they've learned.
That change came for some local food entrepreneurs earlier this year with the opening of the Como Cook's Kitchen, a project of the Loop Community Improvement District and Columbia-based Regional Economic Development Inc., or REDI. Centrally located at Mizzou North, Como Cook's is a shared commercial kitchen made possible by two national grants supporting small-scale entrepreneurs.
You know, we did a lot of outreach, and what people said across the board was that Columbia needed a shared commercial kitchen for these businesses who cannot afford in the early stages to outfit an entire restaurant kitchen.
That's Carrie Gartner, the executive director of the Loop CID. She says REDI and the Loop are two organizations with similar goals, so they partnered up. Business owners of color often face difficult odds, whether it be a lack of access to financial capital or discrimination in contracting. These disparities already existed prior to COVID, but deepened in 2020. With Black businesses closing at more than twice the rate of white-owned businesses, according to a study by the Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland. Closure rates of Latinx, Asian, and female-owned businesses followed behind.
It's a great resource to offer people the chance to try to become entrepreneurs and build a business idea.
That's Brian Manis, Como Cook's kitchen manager and local business owner of the Ozark Mountain Biscuit Co. food truck. Although he didn't face disparities, he knows the process can be hard to navigate.
Opening in 2013, it was really difficult to try to find a place to operate out of. In my first year, I moved through three different commissary kitchens until I landed on a spot that I could, you know, make my own with them.
And that's basically it. And
then you have the Sanchez sisters, that stable, large kitchen space has made all the difference in the world.
Our next step is really to focus on our packaging, shipping, and delivery because we do want to do global shipping.
They plan to continue working out of Como Cook's and grow the online business they gained throughout the pandemic. And then what's next? They're looking toward opening up a chocolate shop.
It was so nice to see you.
You too.
It was nice.
I'm Excaret Nunez, KBIA News, Columbia.